shake a booty bop. Scoop me a bop. Bop bop. Hey. All the lies they told us in the classroom. The lies they told us in the classroom were lies. They weren't the truth, basically. Yeah, all the lies they told us in the classroom didn't fit in the outside world. They were right and I was wrong. I just had to tag along. I only knew what they taught me. Remember when they called me? Not disobeying, just trying to get out of the way. It came to a head one night. Two dances, two fights. All my mates just ran away. And as I walked home, with blood and the tears on my best shirt, and someone said, "Will they come after you?" I began to wonder, what did I do wrong here? I began to wonder, do I belong here? You think that love only exists in your eyes, but it exists in girls' smiles. And you think that love only exists in your eyes, but it exists in girls' smiles. In Lover's Town. I was lonely then. The whole world had it in for me. How cool I must have been. All metal, comb and misery. If ever you go back, there's lessons still to be learned. Those same boys are waiting outside the dance hall for when you return. And you think that love only exists in your eyes, but it exists in girls' smiles. You think that love only exists in your eyes, but it exists in girls' smiles. In Lover's Town. When the carpet's paid for, you can have a party, and your friends can all come round. But they were not my friends. My friends were in the future. Just as well I had the sense to hide, for this was Lover's Town. No other town was quite like Lover's. Lover's Town. No other town was quite like Lover's. Lover's Town. Lover's Town. Oh, 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 oh. Lover's. Lover's Town. Lover's Town. Oh, 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 oh. Lover's Town.
To help the working man, and they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. I kept the faith and I kept voting, not for the iron fist but for the helping hand. For this is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. This is a land of hope. skies, all dark with bombers and mines. The peace we knew between the wars. Call up the craftsmen, bring me the draftsmen, build me a path from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Don't find the young men never to fight again. Call up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the walls. Had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Join a picket line, for together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. I said, go on, boys, or you're going to jail. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? It's hard to explain to a crying child why our daddy can't go back, and the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you? Much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
In the park, kissing in the dark, amazing. matter the colour of the car, but what goes on beneath the morning? Is there a flag that flies above your heart and is my name written there upon it? When you take a toothache equals love and pain. Walking in the park.
And this is KBOO Portland. Thank you, Mr. Billy Bragg, for our little musical interlude. Stay tuned now for Flashpoints.
Today on Flashpoints, we ask the question, is it really possible for the Patriot Act to expire and roll back National Security Agency mass surveillance of its own citizens? Then, we look at the human cost of student debt in the United States, which stands at more than $1.3 trillion. Following that, we take a closer look at genetically modified crops, so-called GMO crops, and their effects on the economy and our health. And after that, WikiLeaks does it again, this time by releasing portions of the language of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, also known as TPP, allowing corporations to circumvent laws protecting health, safety, and the public interest. Finally, we feature the commentary Biggs Beat with our own technical director, Mike Biggs. I'm Kevin Pina, filling in for Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead and more on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And welcome back to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, where we're courageous enough to ask the question, is the surveillance state on the ropes? And our next guest, Shahid Buttar, is going to help us answer that question. But first, I want to open this segment by giving you a little bit of background in the first two paragraphs of a wonderful article he wrote yesterday entitled Back to Square One on Spying, which appeared in the Hill's Congress blog. And here's the first two paragraphs. This spring, Congress will consider whether to extend three provisions of the notoriously controversial Patriot Act set to expire in June. When it debates whether to allow mass surveillance, it will do so in the dark, with members unaware of many crucial facts. How fast are government surveillance programs? Have they actually helped protect national security, or just the job security of the officials who have repeatedly lied to protect their powers and budgets? Is mass surveillance even constitutionally permissible in the first place, given our founders' multiple attempts to restrain executive power run amok? And those of the words are of our next guest, Shahid Buttar. Shahid is the Executive Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Welcome back to Flashpoints on Pacifica, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Well, Shahid, man, that's a mouthful. The Patriot Act, of course, has been the basis of a lot of surveillance laws that have happened since 9-1-1. So to take us back and let us know where we are today.
Quite frankly, many steps back from where we have been. The surveillance state has continued to expand its powers. There really has not been any meaningful reform since the Snowden leaks in June 2013 revealed to the world the dragnet surveillance programs, both covering the Internet and the global phone system of the National Security Agency. And while the NSA has at least weathered criticism for its role in spying on Americans, most of the other agencies like the FBI that are also engaged in similar enterprises have escaped it entirely. The three provisions of the Patriot Act that are set to expire this spring present one of the most hopeful moments of the last decade in terms of reining in unconstitutional surveillance. For the first time, there is not only the procedural opportunity for Congress by doing nothing to advance constitutional rights, but also a strong bipartisan opposition to these programs. And I would say that having a Republican Congress with a Democratic president may be our best shot at securing reforms, given how weak and, I hate to use the word, but spineless congressional Democrats have been in the face of the fear-mongering by the national security state.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and that is the voice of our guest, Shahid Buttar. He's the executive director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. So what is the relationship here between the Patriot Act and what the NSA has been doing, what was exposed by Edward Snowden? What can we say are direct links?
There's one big one, Section 215. That's one of the three provisions that's set to expire this spring, and that's the provision that has enabled the NSA to collect the metadata of phone calls of domestic callers and receivers. That's the measure, for instance, that the NSA used to spy on my organization, our office, and anyone who called us, basically, for a period of years. And this was, as well as every other Verizon business customer around the country, and this was just the first of the several disclosures that Edward Snowden enabled by providing documents about secret surveillance to the press. The other provisions of the Patriot Act that are set to expire relate less to mass surveillance. One is a roving wiretap provision, and the other one relates to so-called lone wolf security threats. And the point that's also important to make here is that there is a second